Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you.
Good song. Good song. Good choice. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. 92.9TheGame.com. Live inside the Kia Studios right now. This is Ready or Mott. Your host, Thomas Mott, the only live and the only local late-night sports talk show here in Atlanta. We roll on in through hour number two. Just finished up the NFL quick hits, and now we got to switch back over to this, the Falcons. Good Lord. Listen, unfortunately, I'm the last show of the day. Now, I know sometimes I'm the first show of the next morning because it is midnight, but right now, you know, I'm the last show that gets to react to the Falcons after their disheartening, as we say it as it is, 53-32 loss to the Texans just yesterday. Although, as we said, and we all saw yesterday, I'm sure that there have been a lot of takes today about Dan Quinn and his job and whether or not he should be fired. Listen, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm going to be straight up with you. You're honest with me, I'm honest with you. If we were not on the West Coast playing the Cardinals this week, if they were not going to stay on the West Coast and not return, if we had a home game this week, I would be very, very, very surprised if Dan Quinn had not been fired earlier today. I'd be shocked. I think because they're playing against the Reds, or against the Cardinals, who are a bad team, and who are, you know, on the road, we got to play them, not going to come back, going to practice on the West Coast, I would be shocked if Dan Quinn actually would have survived, if they would have actually come home. Let's just get that out of the way. I think I'm going to be honest. You guys are honest with me, too. That's where I'm at right now. The problem is that 1-4 is not technically a death sentence. Now, I know, you don't want to hear it right now, but you can still go 9-7, make the playoffs. You got all of your divisional games upcoming, so you could be okay. Well, it's not the end of the world yet. We're not mathematically eliminated yet, but let's be honest. Does anyone think this team currently constructed right now is a playoff-caliber team? Look around the rest of the NFC. Look at the 49ers, the Seahawks, the Eagles, the Cowboys. I mean, you can make six teams, the Saints, the Vikings, the Packers. I mean, you could get six teams, you could get eight teams out of nowhere who are very, very much better than the Atlanta Falcons right now. A couple of things here, though. First off, the most disappointing thing about yesterday, besides the defense, which we're going to talk about, has to be the fact that the offense is absolutely clicking. Like, Matt Ryan was great again yesterday. The O-line was good enough to win. Not great, but good enough to win. Ryan was only sacked a couple of times. They had no running game, but still, they put up 32 points against a very good Texans defense on the road in a hostile environment. For all the struggles the offense has had so far this season, I'm very confident in saying that if Chris Lindstrom and Caleb McGarry had been healthy all offseason and healthy throughout the first five games, I think this offense would have been very good every single week, not just this week. Now, again, they've been up and down. They've had their bright spots. But the run game continues to be non-existent. Matt Ryan continues to play well. They score 32 points. They're obviously not the issue. It stinks that you waste a performance like Matt Ryan had on Sunday, scoring 32 points on a game where you literally almost got doubled in score. That's the worst part. I mean, that's the first thing we got to get into here, is that the offense has been great. I had very few calls on the Falcon Flyover yesterday, the show I host after the game, complaining about the offense. I mean, no one wanted to complain about Matt Ryan because they were literally balling out on offense. They dropped 32 points. They were absolutely fine. Okay, now, the important stuff, the defense. It's bad. It's atrocious. It's really, really, really hard to watch. And there's nothing really good that you can say about it right now. 166 yards rushing, 426 yards passing. Houston went, wait for it, 10 for 13 on third down, basically automatic on third down. Watson was hit once and never sacked. Let me say that again. This is the worst part. Deshaun Watson, in front of a bad offensive line, who's mobile, who runs around, who takes more shots in the past 3 years than almost any quarterback in the National Football League, was hit once and sacked zero times. He finished with five touchdowns, had a career day, and posted a perfect quarterback rating, 158.3. This, plus the 1-4 start, is the exact reason why we have this conversation today and on all the other shows here at 92.9 about Dan Quinn probably needing to get let go at some point, either during the season or at the end of the season. And the reasons are what we've already stated for weeks. The defense is his. It's his fingerprints that are sprinkled all over this defense. He took up the flag. He took up the podium and said, hey, I'm going to be the defensive coordinator. I'm going to fix it. I know how to fix it. Well, here we are. And has he fixed anything? No, it feels like it's almost worse. They can't get any pressure. They can't stop the run. They can't stop the pass. And now, in basically every single major defensive statistical category, they're bottom half of the league, if not bottom fourth of the league.
You're fired!
Yeah, well, not yet, but maybe we're getting there. And guess what? You want to keep pouring it on here. I'm trying to be positive, but it's hard. When are we going to play another bad offensive team? Like when are we going to play a team where the defense might be able to find its groove? The answer, week 16 against Jacksonville, I guess. Look at the schedule coming up. Cardinals this week, who are a better 1-3-1 team than their record actually shows. They can score points. They can run the football. Larry Fitzgerald having a very good year. And then, in order, the Falcons defense will face Russell Wilson, Sean McVay and Jared Goff, Drew Brees most likely, the current NFL MVP Christian McCaffrey, Mike Evans, Bruce Arians, and the 13th ranked passing attack in Tampa Bay. Drew Brees again, Christian McCaffrey again, Jimmy Garoppolo, and the undefeated, and I don't know if they will be in week 15, but right now, the undefeated 49ers with the best rushing attack in the NFL, Jacksonville for the first time, and then Tampa one more time. There's no game now, besides the Cardinals, left on the schedule where you go, oh, bad offense, or ooh, bad quarterback, or ooh, no running game, where we could maybe get right. I don't see how they're going to turn this around, and that's why I started by saying, I do believe, and I'm going to be honest with you guys, you don't want to say it, but if they had a home game this week, I'd be very surprised if Dan Quinn would have survived today, would have survived Monday. Now, he can go win this coming week and play better down the road and win some divisional games and probably survive till the end of the season. But I don't see a scenario, barring a playoff run, where Dan Quinn is going to survive because, again, he's the defensive coordinator. We see this all the time where defenses are bad, the defensive coordinator gets fired. You know, the head coach, the GM says, nah, defense is bad, coordinator's out. Put someone new in there. You know, promote the defensive line coach or promote the secondary coach. Well, we can't do that unless we literally fire Dan Quinn. And they obviously are not going to do that yet, but we'll see going forward. It's just upsetting because the offense was clicking. The offense is there. The offense is good enough for this to be a winning football team. And the defense literally cannot touch Deshaun Watson, cannot get any sacks, and cannot stop the pass through the air. Kiki QT, the Texas wide receiver, said it. It's a basic defense, and we knew exactly how to tear it apart. 404-741-0929, the number to get in.
You have hate in your heart later, that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's right there. Yeah, that's the number to get in on the conversation. Boy, let's go out to Taj in Kennesaw right now, who's been waiting. Taj, jump on in here. Are you... Do you have hope, Taj, for this Falcons team?
Absolutely not. Like right now, I'm just completely perplexed, and I'm looking at Dan Quinn right now, and I'm just wondering if he can, like, if it's really his fault, or if he just, like, simply just can't handle being head coach and defensive coordinator at the same time. Like, I don't know if it's just too much for him to handle or what, but I'm just saying right here, right now, he had no reason to change the defensive scheme that we had with Marquand. And now he's out here with this 5-2-4 or whatever he has or whatever that is. And literally, I watched a play where we rushed three, right? That means we had eight people
the touchdown pass.
And,
yeah,
like, we had eight people on the back guarding, and there were only three wide receivers, and they got a touchdown. We had eight people back. They had three wide receivers, and they got a touchdown on that. I'm just like, what? Like, what kind of defensive scheme is that? And we have eight people back, and they still get a touchdown. So there's that. And then as for the offense, I'm not sure. Like, yeah, it's 32 points. Sure, that's, like, a lot of points. But, like, that's not going to go well against, like, you know, a Bears defense or a New England defense, you know. So, because, like, especially when you don't have the run game going, especially when Devontae Freeman has not really been being productive lately. So, I'm just, there's all sorts of stuff that needs to be fixed. And I don't even know if Dan Quinn's going to make it by the bye week, you know. So,
yeah, hey, listen, Taj, I appreciate the phone call there. The play that he's referencing was the first touchdown pass, I believe, to Will Fuller on the day when they were inside the red zone, the Texans, again, they put out three receivers. There were eight men covering, and he was wide open on the right side of the end zone. Listen, we already said it. Dan Quinn will not be fired this week. They've already come out and said that they're not going to fire him. But again, after the Cardinals week, is there a case, if they were to lose, where he might not be the head coach going into week 7 against the LA Rams? I don't know. I would argue, and I'll just put a number on it. If the Niners, I'm watching the Niners on the screen right now because there are highlights on ESPN. Sorry. If the Falcons give up more than 24 points and lose against the Cardinals, let's just say they lose 27-21, and they give 27 points to Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury, we fall to 1-5. I don't see a scenario where he survives. Like, I don't. They have all these ex-NFL head coaches. They could easily promote Mike Mularkey or Dirk Cutter or someone else to be the interim, you know, and just let the season kind of play its course out and then try and regroup out after the year. If they give up more than 24 points to Kyler Murray and they lose, like, if they win, then he's fine. If they lose 1-5, whew, I do not see a scenario where he is going to survive. Quick phone call here from Walter in Sandy Springs, and then we're gonna take a break. Walter, you're up right now. What's up, man?
So, just to give a little, I have just a little something to add to what you were saying.
Yeah.
I think also, too, because Dan Quinn did take over the reins of the defense, I also believe that he's on the hot seat also because of his choice in keeping Vic Beasley.
Yes.
Vic Beasley has underperformed, and he has not been the defensive end that picked up 15 sacks. And the only reason he had 15 sacks that season was because our offense was running up the score where opposing offenses had no other choice but to drop back and pass.
Yeah, it's true.
I think Vic Beasley we should have cut bait with him last year. And I think had we cut bait, we possibly would have been able to make some key moves, possibly getting Jalen Ramsey. Wasting $15 million on someone that isn't worth the money, you know.
Yeah, Walter.
Great guy, I'm sure.
You make a great point, an excellent point. I have to go to break, but I want to react to that really quickly. Give me like a minute, Marshall, here. It wouldn't have been Jalen Ramsey, but D. Ford, Frank Clark, there were pass rushers out there that you could have gone and signed. Who's the one in Tampa right now? Is it Shaq Barrett who's balling out? You could have gotten other pass rushers. Listen, I want to finish with a positive note. Let's give Dan Quinn some credit. Dan Quinn must have known that he would be on the hot seat if his defense would struggle, and he still took it on his shoulders and said, I can fix it. I will get Vic Beasley better. I will make this defense better. He was the one who rolled the dice on himself. You got to give him credit for having the guts to do so. He's just been unable to produce, and that's going to, you know, eventually cost him his job if it continues. So I want to finish on a positive there because, you know, I don't want to just rip Dan Quinn forever because people have done that all day on this station, but got to give him a little bit of credit because he did try and take it all on his shoulders and try and say he could fix Vic Beasley and fix everyone else. He just hasn't been able to, and here we are. All right, quick break. Appreciate the phone calls. That was great. When we come back, Dave Archer, who is the Falcons color analyst on the Atlanta Falcons radio network, was on the morning show. Maybe he can figure it out. That'll be our replay of the day. That's next. It's Ready or Mock. It's Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92andthegame.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.